potato peels, a mostly empty jar of peanut butter, salty crumbs at the bottom of a container of nuts. These were among the ingredients we assembled recently in a kitchen in the Washington suburbs for a cooking session with Tamar Adler, who has a new cookbook out. It's called The Everlasting Meal Cookbook, and as you may have guessed, it's a bit unusual. It is essentially an encyclopedia on the subject of leftovers, which Adler knows is a tough sell.
I've even noticed that when I originally say it to people now, they often make a grossed out face. It's like a common, you know, I'm like, so it's like what you do with your rotten tomatoes and your dry bread, and like there's visible disgust.
But Tamar Adler's book is an argument that leftovers don't have to be disgusting or even disappointing. They can actually become better than they were when they went into your fridge.
So many of our favorite dishes are actually only producible if you have, you know, what's left. Like Ribollita is the example that I always use, but there are so many others.
The classic Italian rustic soup. Love
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Which you actually need, you know, cheese rinds and the cooking liquid from beans and stale bread. But fried rice, which I feel like everybody loves, is another perfect example where you can't fry fresh rice. You need dry leftover rice. And then with this book, I really wondered whether one could like take the traditional recipe format for anybody who's used to using a recipe, but still learning how to look at an ingredient and meet it where it is. There's like this kind of like intermediate step of having a traditional recipe, but having it start with whatever leftover thing.
I want to throw in an example of how far you take this. One ingredient that is often in my fridge, and then I think, why did I even bother to refrigerate this thing? Salad. And I've dressed it the night before, and there's like a few handfuls left of really soggy, wilted lettuce. You have not one but five ideas. Did you brainstorm those, or is this stuff you were actually doing? And then you're like, oh, I should share these ideas.
There's one for, I think, a gazpacho type thing that I had already done. But for the same reason that I was like, why do I always do this? You can't throw it out, though. And also,
you could.
No, but
it's
like,
it's
emotionally hard because, especially if you've bought whole heads of lettuce, there's so much labor in there. You've cut the leaves off of the head, you've washed them, you've dried them. If you've done all that and then you've made dressing and then you've dressed it and like maybe you've bought good, beautiful, organic, you know, special lettuce, you don't want to throw it out. You're like, I put a lot into this. So I think the gazpacho recipe came of I didn't want my labor to disappear.
You had another one that like really finely chop it up and throw it into a savory pancake. I was imagining like a potato pancake with my leftover lettuce and thinking,
totally delicious. And any kind of, you could do it. I have a cornmeal batter that it's great in. If you do a very, very simple cornmeal pancake batter and then put finely chopped lettuce or salad in that, it's great. But then other ones I wanted there to be a number of recipes because it's so unlikely. And out of dressed lettuce, there's a recipe for I call it a green sauce base. And it's so amazing. And it becomes a vinaigrette. This is essentially pureed dressed lettuce with more vinegar and salt and maybe olive oil. When you add more vinaigrette ingredients to it, it becomes so good that the day I made it, I brought it to a dinner party and everybody there was like, this salad dressing is so amazing. I was like, that salad dressing
was
made
yesterday's
of salad.
Yeah.
It was like the mother and child reunion from the Paul Simon song.
Do you find yourself intentionally cooking more so that you will have leftovers?
Oh yeah. I mean, even when it's just, you know, the three of us in my family, I will always cook a whole chicken. I don't cook one head of broccoli. I cook like 2 to 3 heads of broccoli and then use them over days. And if I think of it as like it's on the path, it's always on some arc toward a dish, then it looks different when I take it out. Also, it doesn't look like a leftover from Monday. It looks like, who are you today on Tuesday?
And with that, we get to cooking.
Should we do empty nut butter noodles?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is where that empty peanut butter jar comes in. To the untrained eye, it is empty, but in fact, it has just enough peanut butter clinging to its sides and bottom to provide the base for the sauce that we're about to make. Into the jar goes a quarter cup boiling water.
This is the technical part, so let me close it up and shake it.
Highly technical.
Highly technical. Culinary school. You can see it starts to come, it starts to come off the sides.
Yep, kind of light brown.
Light
peanut
brown
butter water.
Sludge.
Let's stir it.
At one point, I talked about wanting to change the name of my book from The Everlasting Meal Cookbook to Beautiful Brown Food. Because, if you're going to get into this sort of evolution of food mindset, you have to embrace tan.
Now, the whole sauce, it's made right in this jar. So in goes a clove of garlic mashed with a pinch of salt. Also, the juice from one lime, which we forgot to have ready. But remember, the name of the game here is use what you have.
This is like super everlasting meal cookbook because we're going to use a lemon.
Citrus substitution.
Citrus substitution.
Plus a quarter cup fish sauce. A tablespoon of sugar. Then a chili, fresh or dried, whatever you've got. So what are we working with here?
This looks like a jalapeno. How's your spice tolerance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I love spice.
I'm going to leave those in then.
Okay.
Great. If you don't love spice, then you would take out the seeds.
Now a final shake. And it's ready to toss with a pound of cooked rice noodles, whatever herbs you have around. We used basil and cilantro and julienned cucumbers, or in our case, carrots, or really anything.
It could be just the noodles. It's really not about what it's supposed to be at the end. It's about what you have and how much time and patience you have to get to the meal.
Then out come the bowls.
Should we try it?
Here we go.
They're really good, right?
They're totally flavorful.
Mm-hmm. They don't taste like your empty peanut butter jar.
And this is the message that Tamar Adler is evangelizing. That what was once good can be good again in a new way. And that you can transform it.
We all have stale bread. I mean, I feel like there's always one bendy stalk of celery in every fridge. If there isn't, it like repopulates itself.
Start with what you have, she says. Keep your skepticism in your pocket. Stay open.
I think once you start, things seem more promising.
Tamar Adler's new book is The Everlasting Meal Cookbook, Leftovers A to Z. Find the recipe for empty nut butter jar noodles on our website, npr.org. Plus another literally scrappy dish, scallions and cheese on top of crispy potato peels.
They're definitely what you would, they're like generally treated as animal food or garbage or compost. So we're going to roast them. When the mother and-